بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. One of the most beautiful stories marking true implementation of modesty, true implementation of حياء, is a story between Zainab and Fatima رضي الله عنها, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Zainab just came back from the journey to Abyssinia, to Al-Habasha. Remember the first migration when the Muslims were struggling and being oppressed. Many of them flew, so many of them had to flee. So she was among the people that went with her husband. So she came back. This was the time of return. And she's telling Fatima, we were here, we were there, we saw this and saw that. Imagine you just came back from a journey and you're discovering all your travel experiences to another individual. Now, interestingly, mashallah, tabarakallah, Fatima, halfway through the conversation, her face blanks out. She's not listening anymore. She's just overwhelmed by thought. So Zainab is like, earth to Fatima, earth to Fatima, what's going on? What are you thinking about? And Fatima looks at her and she says, I'm thinking about death. I want you to imagine you are experiencing and telling somebody about your travel journeys, and this person looks at you and says, I'm thinking about death. So Zainab is like, what do you mean? Fatima responds and she says, your journey experiences reminded me of the most important journey, and that is the journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was worried because so long as I'm alive, I have control over my body. I can choose how to dress. I can choose what to do with it, right? And I can certainly do my best to be modest while I'm alive. But who is going to ensure that I'm modest in those few moments or hours between my death and my burial? In my washing, who's going to ensure that nobody sees me in those moments? So she, subhanAllah, went to Ali ibn Abi Talib, her husband, and she told him, if I die before you, I want you to promise me that you are the only person that is going to be there during my body washing, and that you bury me, and you bury me in the night, so nobody else is exposed to my body or is even aware of again my presence or my subhanallah basically is in a chance or in a situation where he even or she even sees a little bit of her body. So imagine she went on to ensure modesty even after her death. And interestingly, she did pass away before Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that's why if you look at the seerah, so many people will say she passed 3 months, 6 months, 9 months after the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. In fact, nobody really knew, and people were finding out at different intervals, when in reality, the only body that was really, really aware of her death was Ali ibn Abi Talib, because he was the one who buried her. He was the one who did so after washing her. This is the way we should be striving for modesty. This is what we should be, again, all striving to accomplish and striving to achieve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this Ramadan to be a source of inspiration for all of us to understand modesty better and to implement it better. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.